Did we seriously just hear that? Does Jesus approve of slavery here? He says so. We are worthless slaves. Let's not be too harsh with the Lord here. Because we ourselves, we sure do have slaves. The bread we're eating, actually all the stuff we're eating, most of the things we buy, we have no idea where they come from. Yeah, maybe in Sunday school we learned something about grain and field and baker and all that stuff. But truth of the matter is, a loaf of bread is $1 or $2 in the store, and that's it. We don't know the Mexican picking our tomatoes or the Guatemalan slicing them on the Venezuelan serving them. We don't know them. We are alienated from where our food, where all our stuff comes from. That is why today we're taking the neighbor's meat offering, because it reminds us that there's people out there that serve us, and we don't even know them. Although we could. They're our neighbors. They live among us. They help us. They produce our goods. They serve us at places where we go. We might not even know about it. And then there's those that are our slaves that we don't even see at all. Most of our goods are made in China. Ever seen a Chinese in China? I haven't. I've never been. We don't know who they are, what they look like, where they live. That is why today we remember and celebrate World Communion Sunday. Because one thing we know for sure, there's Christians in China this day that are gathering around the Lord's table and pretty much do the same thing as we do. Celebrate Christ among us, celebrate his presence, celebrate that their little congregation is not all by itself, but that we are a world communion, that the body of Christ is bigger than the local church, than the denomination, than a country, but the entire world is the body of Christ. Still, Jesus calls us worthless slaves, doesn't he? Why would he do that? That's not nice. I mean, we come here to get our energy up for the week and be fired up and inspired and not yelled at. Or maybe. We're called worthless slaves. That's not nice. What's the intention of all that? Mission and ministry don't give you bragging rights. That's what it's about. We call it service for a reason. We're not here to be a valuable part of our community. We're not here to be saints with a halo. But we are here to be worthless slaves and servers, just in today's passage, servers with their aprons on. For all we do, our food drive, our special offerings, we don't earn bragging rights. We do it because we have to. Not because it feels good, or because it makes us look good, because we have to. Jesus says it through questions. Rhetorical questions, that is. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? From the way the questions are asked, you know what the right answer ought to be. Well, no, I don't treat no one like a slave. I would never do that. And truth of the matter is, yeah, all of us, we've been better than this at times. We don't treat people like slaves all the times. We've been better than that, voluntarily or out of custom. But we have. We all perform random acts of kindness or a good turn daily or whatever your motivation is. We are better than slave drivers. We help the people around us. We give to the needy. We talk. We listen. We spend time with one another. We are so much better than Jesus implies. Yeah, maybe it's time to start bragging a little. Today's sermon title is Just Eating. Or Just Eating. And we're remembering that we're God's slaves. As part of that, we also need to remember that it's not only us, but everybody's God's slave. Everybody out there. Everybody in here, not just me. Everybody is. Also the one that serves us. Also the ones that serve us and we don't know them, or we don't see them, or we don't even know they exist. So looking at the two things we observe today, Neighbors in Need and World Communion Sunday, what do they tell us? Neighbors in Need tell us to give back. It's basically saying thank you to the servants. We do see, but we ignore at times. Where there's need in downtown areas, where there's education needed, that's where Neighbors in Need helps out, and that is where the people are that we could see but don't. We can give back. Set that straight. Well, Communion Sunday reminds us of the people half around the planet that we never see, but we still celebrate with them. And they are, most of them, totally underpaid because of our buying choices. Today we don't treat them as our slaves as we do 6 days of the week, but we invite them to join us at the table. Because it's not ours, it's his. Yeah, we're invited to give back and to invite back. But again, don't brag about it. In Matthew, Jesus says, "But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." It's not about being stupid in a bureaucracy. That is about do good, but don't talk about it. Because if we did, we better bite our tongues. Even when we try and do good, and we do that a lot, we're not able to do it consistently and reliably. We are worthless slaves. We can only try so hard. We're not perfect. We're just humans. We are God's slaves. And we know that only God can do that. And by that I mean live justice really and consistently and reliably. He's done that with his people forever. God provides you with a change of perspective. When you're stuck in your mind or your life choices, maybe he just moves your head a few degrees over so you have a new point of view. God makes you look up when you're down so you can breathe more easily and deal with sickness and desperation and loss. That's what he does. And God keeps you from just doing more of the same. Sometimes we just tend to push harder and harder and harder, and for the 10th time, and it doesn't even get better. He says, nah, stop pushing that hard. Doesn't make it any better. Don't do more of the same. People were turned around by God over and over again. If you think the book of Numbers in the Bible is just about names and numbers, think again. There is that neat story about Balaam. Balaam set out to curse Israel. He was commanded to do so. And he was riding his donkey. And an angel appeared, but not to the prophet, but to the donkey. And said, hey donkey, why don't you talk to your rider and tell him to knock it off? And the donkey did. The donkey taught Balaam to stop. Ultimately, Balaam is turned around. He didn't curse Israel, but he blessed God's people. That's how justice is lived in God's realm. Don't look back to your old ways, like Lot's wife. She turned into a pillar of salt. No, justice lies in front of us. Ahead, don't look back. Being God's slaves, worthless around his table, that sets us free from the paths we've chosen for ourselves. Being a slave is not a good thing. Israel did not want to serve as slaves in Egypt. They did not want to be deported to Babylon. But God set them free from captivity over and over again. God is one who sets us free and enslaves us at the same time. He set Job free from his angst. Ultimately, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he set all of us free from aimlessness, sin, and death. And God sets us free from the slavery that we live in. He gets off the yoke of our necks. Or as Matthew has Jesus saying, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But it's still a yoke. We're still enslaved. But being God's slaves sets us free. Or as Martin Luther describes it in The Freedom of a Christian, a Christian is the most free lord of all and subject to none. A Christian is the most dutiful servant of all and subject to everyone. Let's go back to our little meal scene we started out with. We do sit at the master's table. We are the masters. And at the same time, we put on our aprons and serve, being worthless slaves. The overall message of today, I guess, between just eating, World Communion Sunday, and Neighbors in Need is, treat your slaves, the ones you know about and the ones you don't know about, the way you want to be treated, being God's slave. Amen.